Lady, shut up!
The fuck?
It is episode 33. If you have never listened to us before, welcome to Not So Sober Thoughts. This is the podcast that we do every single week. This week we are broadcasting live on Periscope.
So hello.
Hello, Periscope people. Hello, our usual fans. Hello, new viewers. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Yay!
So what we usually do on our podcast here, we start with current events, what's happening on in the world, because, you know, we need to educate everyone. We need to stay up to date. And they're not usually, you know, important topics. They're usually pop culture topics. But you got to stay relevant. So, Amanda, do you have our current events?
No, I don't. This week, okay, I usually bring my iPad, and I didn't because it was almost dead. And I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I have my phone. And then we decided to Periscope with my phone. So I'm be going ghetto fabulous this week. And I'm sorry, but we had to skip current events. Because we're kind of rushed for time, too, on today a little bit.
Not, yeah, you want like, to tell what we're doing today?
But tonight we're going to see the Goo Goo Dolls, my all-time favorite band since I was, like, seriously little. And I'm, like, my fifth time seeing them, so I'm super excited. So we have to leave here in, like, not too soon, but, you know, we want to be able to drink and everything. And I left my freaking alcohol over there.
And on Not So Sober Thoughts, we do like to come at you with, you know, an alcohol beverage or a coffee drink. We like to let you know what we're drinking. So this week, what are you drinking, Amanda?
Well, the drink I left over there is some limeritas and some hard apple cider.
So Amanda's not prepared at all for the podcast this week.
Someone will grab that real quick, actually, so I'll be RB.
I'm drinking, because, you know, I'm trying to stay skinny, and it's even in a nice skinny diet can. It's the Michelob Ultra Lime Cactus flavor. It's actually really good.
Oh, I already brought it.
Amanda's already drunk, and she hasn't even opened her can. Amanda, come on.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Wicked Apple Orchard. Not skinny, but, you know what?
It's a solid choice, I guess.
All right.
But going back on the Goo Goo Dolls topic, I've seen the Goo Goo Dolls. Did you know that was my first concert ever in life?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous that it was your first.
And I've also seen Collective Soul, which is the opener, which I saw them last year. So, we got some people saying some stuff.
We're trying to read your comments. We're not going to be able to respond, like, by typing. I don't think you can.
Oh, they said
that
the music open should be Panda.
Panda.
Panda. Panda.
Panda. Panda. Panda. Panda. But, for our sweeper?
I guess.
We can always change it up eventually, I guess.
I guess we can do, like, something cool on, like, the 40th episode.
Yeah, we're almost
maybe
to 40.
Maybe you guys can request, like, an outro song. Maybe we don't have to end with our usual intro song.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second.
This podcast is just a mess this week. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of distractions. We got new platforms that we're trying to deal with.
I kind of feel, like, weird without my phone. Sorry.
Why?
I think I'm having anxiety that it's not in my hand.
Amanda, that is just so sad.
I know, I'm sorry. Or at least, like, my iPad. I kind of feel, like, unprepared is what I'm... Yeah.
Yeah, because we did this on a whim. It was just, it's just like college all over again.
Mm-hmm.
We just looked at it and we said, okay, here we go.
That was basically one of our exams, wasn't it? Where we studied so hard for one exam, and then I remember we were like, oh, we have this other one tomorrow, too. We said,
it was our movie exam.
That we studied a lot, and then our environmental science or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We were like, fuck it.
Nah.
And we just went in blind. We said,
this week, we are doing something that's really easy for us to do. Amanda, you just read, and I'll just talk. Just read what they're saying, because I can't read from afar. But what we're doing is we're doing these, you know, these, how would you describe this? They're not myths, per se, I guess, but they're common knowledge that people think are true. I think that's a good way to describe it. For example, what did I say? Poinsettias. If you know what poinsettias are, they are the flower, a Mexican flower, I believe.
Yes.
It's a red flower that usually you buy around Christmas time. We learned they're not even lethal. And all these years, they said they're lethal. You can't eat them. Why you would want to eat a poinsettia, I have no idea. But that's just an example of what we're doing today. So, Amanda, do you want to start?
Sure, but hold on.
Amanda has to open the website that we were using. Did you find another website, too, or was it just this one?
I did, but I'm going to have to... figure it out.
Get more prepared.
I screenshotted everything, okay?
I didn't think this through.
No, I screenshotted. Okay. So the first one I found was that seasons are caused by the distance of Earth from the sun is what is commonly known for everybody. But it's actually that seasons are caused by the 23.45 degree tilt of the Earth's axis. So it's all about how direct sunlight hits us. And you know what? The sun, direct sunlight needs to get the fuck away from Charlotte.
Because we've had enough. It's so hot. I'm so ready for fall. Actually, yesterday I bought, so Dunkin' Donuts is my ride or die coffee.
Like Both of us.
Yeah. Like, I'll buy a coffee. I even own the Keurig things. I love Dunkin'. They came out with pumpkin spice. I'm not even a big pumpkin spice girl. Not that basic. Mm-hmm. But I bought it. You want to know why? Because it was Dunkin' and I was ready for fall.
We ready for fall.
I just need to go buy my fall candles. I'm ready to wear leggings and long sleeves and eat and just cover up all the nastiness underneath.
Yeah, for me too. I can't. Like, I want to hide. I want to hide this body away till it's ready. I don't want to
show my legs anymore. Like, I'm over it.
And my apartment's always so... We just don't turn the air on, so it's fucking hot.
I know. You don't turn
the air on. Megan hates going over there because it's so hot.
It's so hot, you guys. It's... What was it when I came over the other day? 90-something degrees.
It's a nice apartment. It just takes so much to get it to cool down.
And it's on the top floor, so heat rises, Amanda.
And I have tall-ass ceilings. So it's, like, much... Much harder to, like, get it to cool.
We keep the AC on 24/7 over here.
But she's got, like, what's yours? Your rate is, like, forever the same, though. Mm-hmm. If mine was like that, I'd be, like, cranking it all the time.
Yeah, well, it goes up if you go over.
Oh, well.
Like, for the year. So, like, it'll track it throughout the year. Anyway, off topic. All right, so the one that I got, that a lot of people think bananas grow on trees.
Yes.
They don't. They actually grow on, like, a bush-like thing. It's like an herb.
I kind of...
Which is weird.
Why did we always think that it grew on a tree?
Because it's... They call it a banana tree.
Oh.
Have you ever seen those banana spiders?
No.
Oh.
Let's Google it.
My God. They are so disgusting. And they're huge, and they kill people. They're, like, extremely venomous.
I'm kind of scared.
You know, like, it's, like, one of the deadliest jobs to have is to go get... bananas, like they pay. I mean, they don't pay.
That's what they look like.
Yeah. So what they do is they crawl inside the banana, like the whole bundle, and then they hide in there. And so when people are like lifting them and chopping, they have to cut them down with like these special swords, like machetes. And they bite them, and they die in like a couple of minutes.
They kind of look like they have a little face on them.
They're pretty gross. But you know, the animals that are usually the most pretty, like those poison dart. Frogs, they're like really pretty colors. They're deadly.
don't go after those.
And wait, you know where they live? South Africa, where a lot of things kill you.
South Africa is just full of all the poison.
South Africa, Australia, and Africa. So not South Africa, South America.
You ready for camel spiders?
No.
I'm scared. So gross. Sorry.
Yeah, I've never seen them. Google camel spiders. They're disgusting.
They're so
I'm not even scared of spiders, but those are like the size of a cat.
Those are huge. And they like are over in like I don't know, Afghanistan area.
Yeah, I've seen videos where people have had to put Tupperware containers on top of them to get them out of their house.
Oh,
you can't even squish those because you feel bad. It's like killing like an actual animal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they are animals, but that's like killing like a rabbit.
It would it's like the size of a lady.
Yeah, you can't squish that. If you guys can't see the black blob in the back, that's my dog, Lady. She's very sad that we're podcasting right now.
She doesn't like it.
No.
We both had this one. We kind of just both discussed this.
Uh-huh. Oh, if you cut an earthworm in half, it generates into two earthworms. It's not real!
Common misconception. It actually regrows the other half of what was chopped off, right?
Yeah, so did you learn as a kid that they had 16 bodies?
No.
Like, inside of them? Was that a Mandela effect?
Maybe it was just those southern schools.
Maybe. But, like, don't touch those earthworms. They have 16 bodies. I was the weird kid, though, that, like, went outside when it rained. Because, you know, they come out of the ground when it rains.
Oh, yeah.
And I collected them. And they would just go into a giant ball. Isn't that sick?
I was the kid, though, that was
How did I have friends?
You were nice. I would go and just kill ants. Like I don't know why. But I would just sit out there and smush them.
You know what that says to me? That you're supposed to be a serial killer. That's some shit that serial killers do.
It's just ants, though. I'm not a serial killer, I promise.
A likely story. What do you really do when I'm not with you?
Alright, what you got?
I got hydroperoxide helps heal wounds. It's not real.
That's so real, though, isn't it?
No, they said that, you know, like, when you put it on the wound, it, like, bubbles up. It's your body, like, attacking the hydroperoxide.
Oh.
So, like, if anything, it doesn't help the wound. It causes cellular damage and extends the healing process.
So, makes which mine.
I know it's, like, an old remedy, so maybe we just, you know.
Changed it up.
Maybe we just figured out over time that it wasn't actually a real thing, and it was just something our grandparents did. You know, our grandparents did some messed up shit.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God.
They didn't know no better.
It's kind of weird to think back in the day how grandparents, how they'd punish their kids now would be like, you'd go to jail for the way you did.
Or, you know, my parents.
Oh, and my parents, too. I mean,
I definitely got whoopings.
I got belt whoopings.
I know. Just to think that, like, schools used to whip kids is weird.
That's weird. I think that would suck.
I think I would have been a better kid. I would never talk to class.
That was the only thing I ever got attention for, was talking in class. Sorry if we're not responding to your comments. We're both, like, blind bats, and we can't really read from that far away, so.
It takes a lot of concentration to try to sit here and talk to each other and read at the same time, so we'll try to respond to as many questions as we can on the Periscope, but no promises.
So if you have any questions of your my Periscope pals, you can just email it or whatever.
Or you can tweet us if you want. Mm-hmm. You can tweet us at Megan and Amanda. It's the same as our Periscope name, and it's actually linked to our Twitter, so that way we can see that directly onto my phone that's sitting in my lap, so yeah. That's a lot better.
All right, now that that's been said to our three Periscopers, we did have a lot more, but, you know,
then people come and go. What is this?
But you know what? We hold strong in our subscriber count, so... Okay, I'm just scrolling down this thing. It's just the easiest way to do it.
Amanda, just do it. Quit talking about it. Just do it.
Goldfish have the 3-second memory. That's the common misconception, because the idea that with every lap around the fishbowl, your goldfish is experiencing the world as if it were completely new. It is completely wrong. Goldfish actually have a fairly decent memory. In fact, they can be taught to respond to different light, music, and other sensory cues.
They're smart.
I always thought that they had a 3-second memory, and just like, I wonder if this is
flies.
True or not. Flies, but every time they land, they puke.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's true.
I haven't read anything.
I heard that they pooped when they landed.
Oh, no. Either way, they're flies are disgusting.
Alright, the one that I have, that tomatoes are legally considered vegetables. It's a common myth.
It's fruit.
It is a fruit. And did you know there was actually a Supreme Court case about this?
I did not know.
Is that crazy?
Not in America, no.
The Supreme Court never ruled that tomatoes are vegetables in any sense. In the Nix versus Hendon, they simply classified tomatoes as vegetables for the purpose of taxation. So under the Tarfic Act of 1883. So they've been fruits for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
1883?
Mm-hmm.
That has been a long time.
I never understood. Why did we ever consider them vegetables to begin with? Just because they looked like they wanted to be one?
Yeah.
Or they weren't sweet?
I don't know.
Because they always had seeds.
And that's what makes them a fruit?
Yeah. Because cucumbers technically have seeds too. So are they fruits?
That's so stupid. Why does it matter, though?
Because, Amanda, this is what's dividing our nation.
Tomato, fruit or vegetable? Well, Supreme Court says fruit. That's weird. You should drink 8 glasses of water every single goddamn day. And I find that if I don't, like, and I work out, I'm going to pass out if I don't drink enough water. But this says, while this is probably good advice for some people, especially if you live in a real dry, hot-ass area, it should be followed as a rule. Moreover, nobody's really even sure where this advice originated. Just remember, if you're thirsty, drink alcohol or drink water.
No. All right, going back to the flies. I did find something on flies.
We need to know.
House flies...
drop it on us.
They don't live for 24 hours. They actually live up to a whole entire month.
Wow, I've got a long life.
Hey, that's longer than 24 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
I always wondered that too, because those little shits, they'd always be buzzing around my house like they have to die by now. Mm-hmm. But I think they grow pretty fast too.
Ugh, little larvas. I don't want to know about that.
Little worm guys.
There's a YouTube video that I've been avoiding where it keeps popping up for me that says it's a girl that does like feet at a salon, and she said, and the title is "I found a larva in my client's foot," and I'm like, I can't.
Is this in a third world country? Because that's disgusting.
No. Ew. Maybe I'll have to watch it. I can't read. Oh, dang it.
They said something about looking at the comments. Okay, send us something else.
Okay, we'll read. We're gonna try our best to look at these comments. I think they left now, though. It keeps going up and down. We have people joining all the time.
Just and come then on leave in. It.
Come and stay. Come and stay. Ooh, look at that.
Mm. Amanda, find yours.
Okay. Chewing gum will stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Hey, we got a follower from Raleigh.
Hello. Oh, my God. I was just in Raleigh a couple weeks ago.
It's okay, I guess.
And the Goo Goo Dolls just performed in Raleigh last night. What up?
It's Amanda.
Okay. So, chewing gum will stay in your stomach for 7 years. No, it won't. It's true that it doesn't digest, but that doesn't mean it lingers in your stomach forever. It will come out with everything else, probably looking a lot more like it did when it first went down. Ooh.
I don't think I've ever had that happen, though.
I think what would happen if you just ate gum for an entire day and then, like, didn't eat it much.
You ever had those, they're by Chiclets, the same company that makes Chiclets. They're called Tiny Size or something. Mm-hmm. I used to eat those like they were candy.
Then did you see them come out?
I don't remember. I was a child.
We should make a YouTube video.
We should test it.
Eat nothing but gum for an entire day.
This person has a question.
Okay, let's see what your question. We will answer your question, kind person. I can't read your name from that far away. What is your take on law enforcement? Megan, you want to take this one?
In what sense?
Yeah, in what sense? We have a lot of opinions, I feel like. And maybe different opinions, who knows?
Okay, you just watch out to see if they ask for something else, because I can't just... That's a very broad question.
In what sense? And we can probably answer it more for you. I want to know your opinion, just general opinions on law enforcement, is what I'm assuming he wants. I think that if they step... like out of line and it's something they know they shouldn't be doing. I feel like a lot of people
are we talking about the Black Lives Matter concept?
I'm assuming that's if you stumbled across a cop not on a criminal level. Oh God. Like riding in the back of a cop car when you're drunk. Done that.
I don't really know what you're looking for.
But I feel like, okay, I'm really into criminal law, mm-hmm. and I think that there's so many cases, not Black Lives Matter, just in general, where I think, like, people are being convicted for things or not.
Do you like cops?
Do I like cops? For the most part, I think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I think for the most part, cops do what they need to do, and I think for a lot of... you know, different things in life. There's mm-hmm. some people that ruin that. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of cops that have ruined the face of law enforcement. And that's unfortunate. But it happens in a lot of aspects. It's just not publicized as much as what's going on right now, especially with the Black Lives Matter things that are mm-hmm. going on. A lot of the time, the people that do get to be in law enforcement, this is totally off topic, but we're just answering a question that's on the Periscope. A lot of time, what happens is that people that do get such in high power, they get power hungry, and they don't use their power properly, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And I find that it's either in very, very populated cities that you find that cops are overwhelmed with how many cases they have, or in rural areas where they're not as trained in, like, specific things, so they're not really sure what to do in specific, you know, cases, because, you know, when you're a cop, you have so many different things. You're writing traffic tickets, you're mm-hmm. picking up drunk people, but you're also, like...
He also asked, when you were talking, if people should be judged based on their profession.
No.
No.
I don't... It was specifically for us. I mean...
Especially, you guys don't know a lot about us, or especially the new viewers. We are both working in jobs that we... I mean,
I'm not passionate about it in any means.
No, honestly, yeah. I'm just doing my job to make a paycheck as of right now.
Yeah. Like, I don't think if you're a garbage worker and, like,
I don't think you're a low-life person.
No, not at all.
Sometimes you just get stuck in the profession just so you're able to, you know, have your lights on.
You gotta, if you have to provide for someone or for yourself, and you gotta put a roof over your head, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Even and then eventually something will come along. Mm-hmm. I think it takes a special person to be in the situation where you're in a profession that you don't want to be in, and you're still going to put 110% into it, mm-hmm. and then eventually you will evolve into something that you want to do and where you're meant to be.
Do you think that cops genuinely want to protect and serve? What percentage? I think they would go in with that aspect, most of them, because they have to go through all that training. Why would you not? And I would say, like, what?
I think
at
it's
least
the same
85?
Concept as just, like, teachers.
Yeah.
Like, a person that wants to be a teacher doesn't go in thinking, oh, I just want to, you know, send kids to the principal's office.
No, but sometimes you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is some people that just are shitty-ass teachers, and they don't even like kids, and I don't even mm-hmm. know why they went into it.
And then you get those cops that are power-hungry. The reason why I'm asking is because I work in law enforcement.
I figured you worked in law enforcement.
No, I respect what you do.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, there's always going to be those people that take advantage of what
yeah,
they're
that, in. You know, put a bad taste in everyone's mouth for, you
there's
know,
there's always that person, though. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Even in every job.
It is, yeah.
LOL. Okay.
But keep doing what you do, and we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're doing the right thing, who cares about the other people that are doing the wrong thing? Mm-hmm. We just have to stick together, stick up for what it is right, and just be a unit.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, that's what the U.S. is about in general. We're a giant melting pot, and we shouldn't be separated.
Oh.
Based on, you know, the Black Lives Matter, politics, all
He's
that
He's a black
garbage.
Cop, so he feels... Yeah, I feel for you there.
What did he say? I didn't read it.
He's a black cop, so he's like, it's kind of hard with the situation that's going on. Where do you live, sir? I can't read your username. Or ma'am, I guess.
Yeah.
Sir, ma'am, sir. Sorry, podcast, that you're actually listening.
Oh, he lives in Raleigh. He's the one that lives
okay.
in Raleigh.
Raleigh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're in Charlotte, so.
We feel for you. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And if you're doing what's right by, like, moral standards, then that's all you can do.
Yep.
Not far. Yeah. 3-hour drive. Okay. I think I went last, so you go now.
All right. So going back onto, okay, someone else asked the question.
What's your view
on miracle marijuana?
Miracle marijuana.
Miracle marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana. I think it has its ups and its downs.
Yeah, I think people try to take advantage of it, but...
He just asked a giant novel.
The lady that thinks I'm gonna rob here expects me to protect her at the end. Yeah, oh my god. I feel for you there, man. If you're robbing, then why should you be... Yeah.
Okay, so our views on miracle marijuana. I don't know why I keep calling it that. Medical marijuana. Yeah, I do think that people just take advantage of it. I don't know. I'm not into the whole marijuana scene.
No, neither of us are really into marijuana at all.
I think if you're in serious pain, it does have its perks.
Yeah, I think...
It's better than taking, like, oxycodone or something like that.
I think if a doctor prescribes it for you and that's, like, what's going to help you, that's fine. But if you're someone that doesn't need it, then probably not, just because it's not legal everywhere. If it's legal in your state or town, then that's fine. It's hard to protect and serve the people who think that. So take it from a black cop. I wish these didn't disappear so quickly.
I know.
Okay. I didn't really read all that, so I apologize.
But we really appreciate all the services that our cops are doing.
Hi, boys.
And pretty much anybody. Firemen, the military, anyone that's out there to protect and serve us, we mm-hmm. greatly appreciate. And then all the people that are putting a bad taste in all of those corporations, you know, really fuck you.
Yeah, for real.
Because some of the videos I do watch, I'm just appalled when I watch them. Mm-hmm. I can't even watch them fully. It's like watching those videos of, like, animal abuse videos. You can't do nothing but cry or just feel disgusted.
Mm-hmm. There's always gonna be that fucking asshole that just takes mm-hmm. advantage. And, like, that lady you were saying, that's who robs but also wants you to protect her. Like, what the mm-hmm. fuck? Like, fuck you. You're taking advantage of the system, and it's something that our taxes and all that shit goes towards. We're trying to keep the people safe.
Yeah, and we're sorry for the people that are listening that we're all over the wall, but we are on Periscope and we are trying to do like a topic right now, so it is a little bit everywhere. We do want feedback on our social medias just to see how you guys like this week's episode.
Yeah.
If you are watching the Periscope.
And let us know.
Or even if you're listening to it on iTunes or the NotSoSoberThoughts.com.
Yeah, let us know. Maybe one time, we'll discuss this later, actually, but we could always do a Periscope separately one week or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out. This is new.
Because it's a lot at one time.
Oh, God, it disappeared.
Okay, so sorry. I'm going to go back some of our myths that we were talking about previously in the beginning of the episode. So the one that I had, that a lot of people think that Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
Okay.
But it's not the hottest planet.
Is it Jupiter?
No, the hottest planet is actually Venus. Can you guess how hot it is? Just guess. Ooh,
Fahrenheit?
Yeah. Well, no, Celsius, Amanda.
Oh my God, I don't even know. 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Amanda's 864 degrees
Ooh, Fahrenheit. That's hot. We'll never be able to land there.
No.
What if that's where the aliens are living?
Maybe that's, they just have a giant oven on Ooh. Venus and they just don't want us to land. It's just selfish.
Yeah. Someone said, how are you doing, Megan? That's Megan.
I'm sure you already Megan. Know
that. And she's great. I'll answer
I'm
for her.
I'm super duper. All right, Amanda, do you have any myths that you want to debunk?
Okay. This next one says sushi is raw fish, is the myth. But actually, although this may be true, but it's not necessarily true. Raw fish is probably the most popular variety, but there are also several other types. To be even more accurate, sushi is actually the rice vinegar, whereas sashimi is the raw fish.
Hmm.
So if you're going to get sashimi, that's your raw fish. Everything else is good to go. I love sushi.
Dang, we should just get that after the podcast.
This does sound good. I was thinking Jimmy John's, maybe.
I just had Jimmy John's on Friday.
That's true. Or pizza.
Just had pizza last night. My diet's been going great.
Mine went terrible yesterday. I had Taco Bell, and I got that $5 cravings box and ate the whole thing.
Oh, my God. We just recorded that.
But I ran almost 5 miles today, so...
I didn't
You know,
at all.
That does not counteract how
I'm
much
starting
I
my diet tomorrow. Famous last words. All right, this one is the myth that blondes, as well as redheads, both of us. Right now I look very brunette in the Periscope, but I am a natural blonde.
And I don't, this is whatever, I guess.
they're soon going to come extinct.
That's what we've heard, yeah.
It's not true.
Yay!
Recessive genes can be carried from generation to generation without emerging as a hair color.
That's what I thought. I always thought redheads skipped a generation.
So does cancer. Did you know that?
Oh, God. So at least you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have kids.
But you can honestly get cancer from anything nowadays, so.
Oh, yeah.
But I also saw something in the year... 2000, it was like 2100 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that majority of the population will be mixed.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, though.
Be a lot of pretty people out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's always, like, what is it, Asian people, and they mix with, like, white or black and all that.
I think any mixed person usually, they usually take on, like, the best traits from the race,
mm-hmm.
and they just become really, really pretty people.
And we just got two white folks. Make
I'm just a basic white girl in a big world.
We just two basic white bitches. Okay. Crackling your knuckles leads to arthritis. According to the latest research, this is false. Thank God. So for
they answer the question that someone just asked.
Wait, hi from London. Oh my gosh, hi.
That's no, kind of fun. I was answering the question. I'm gonna be 25. Amanda's gonna be 24
in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. Okay, so for all you crackheads out there, you are lucky. Your mm-hmm. knuckles will remain crackable.
Yay.
Do you like my sound effects?
Yeah, it was great. What is that? What is that thing that they call it on YouTube?
What?
You know what I'm talking about? When they, like, make the sound effects.
Oh, ASMR?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? That's for all the people listening on iTunes and Google Play.
All right, so this is for all my Apple users out there. Not Shout sponsored out. Or anything. I wish, we Apple, wish. Holla at us. And Dunkin' Donuts, this post has been brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
No, it's not.
Dunkin', just sponsor us already.
To all you crackhead knuckles and crackle.
Okay, so the misconception is that Macintosh computers don't get viruses.
I've always heard this because that's why I wanted a Mac.
But they do. The only reason that a lot of them don't get it is because 80% of the computer industry is Windows. So hackers, majority of the time, they go towards the Windows computers.
Have you ever been hacked into before?
No.
Me neither. But I have got virus. I guess I got viruses. So maybe
I've had someone steal my identity.
Oh, yeah. How did that happen?
And they were trying to buy $1,000 worth of stuff, and then they're like, oh my god, my card's declined. Yeah, because I only had $50. So you hacked the wrong person.
And it was the debit card, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you're smart, why wouldn't you hack a credit card? They probably are like, maybe it's credit. I don't know how they do that shit. Isn't it like you bought something? How much did the Mac cost? That's what they want to know.
They want to know how much my MacBook Air was?
Yeah.
$1,000.
$1,000. But you compare that to, like, you can get a PC for $300.
You can get an HP for $800, but they don't last as long. But
no.
Holla at Apple, because, you know, you should just sponsor us already. But they have this Barclay card or something like that, and you can pay off your Apple devices, and it's interest-free for 18 months.
Wait, did that person say Mount Holly? He said someone's tried to steal my identity, Mount Holly. That's where I live, in this pretty ghetto. I live in the nicer part, though. Do you get... I don't know what that says. I think it's... Spec Turkis?
I couldn't read that.
I'm sorry.
You have another one?
Let's see. Maybe I'll just do, like, one more. I don't know how much time we have. Where's the garage band down
there? Right there.
This one?
Yep.
Oh, we're only at 31, so I guess I can do a couple more. Okay. A duck's quack does not echo. That's the myth. But actually, go to a grocery store, buy some bread, find a lake, bait some ducks, catch one, release it under a bridge. If you do this correctly, will you see why the myth is false? Okay, I guess it's false.
I've never heard that myth ever in my life.
I've never heard that either. Let us know if you've heard that one before.
The myth that I have is that one dog year is equivalent to 7 years.
I've heard that, yeah.
During the first 2 years of life, so obviously it's not true, which I thought was weird. I've always heard this, because Lady will be, how old will you be, Lady?
She's over 27. Like, I don't know.
She'll be 27 in human years. During the first 2 years of life, dogs mature rapidly. After that, it depends on the breed. Typically, dogs will have an equivalent age of approximately 15 years at one calendar year.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Wait, it's 15 instead of 7? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah, they'll be old as hell. Well, maybe it's different for, like, certain breeds. Isn't that what they said, too?
Because Chihuahuas, they live so much longer if you take good care of
them. Unlike labs and stuff, they only live to be, like, 7.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Getting a big dog is so depressing. I had, like, 3 dogs die while I was growing up because we got big dogs.
The other day, yesterday, they had this trailer for a movie, and I showed it to Amanda, almost cried during it. But it was called The Dog's Purpose, and I'm going to go see it. It comes out in January, and it's pretty much about how the dog, eventually they die, because, you know, they live such short lives, and then they come back to life as a different dog, and that they just go through this whole entire cycle, and that at the end of this movie, he goes back to his original owner, and I'm just like, I just want to see it so bad, but if that's true, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
Why dogs are so compassionate.
Well, I'm a...
And they're so smart. Like, ladies, this is probably, like, her 4th life cycle. She's so smart.
But do they think they start off as a person at all?
No, that's reincarnation.
That's what I believe.
So you do believe in religion?
No, I don't believe in anything else besides the reincarnation aspect of it.
That's a whole religion.
What's it called? Reincarnation? Because everyone's like, that's Buddhist, but I'm like, I don't believe in anything else that Buddhists believe in.
We're going to look it up after this because I think Buddhism is just like peace, love, reincarnation.
Let us know if you know anything about Buddhism.
I'm sorry, we're really ignorant.
Aww. Boxing, what? Someone said something about a dog for Christmas. I don't know.
They're going to get a dog for Christmas?
Must be from Canada. Oh, God. You weren't talking about eating a dog, were you? Ignorance is bliss. You were born in Canada. What up? Okay. My next common myth is dropping a penny from the Empire State Building would kill someone. I always thought this.
Me too. I think our teachers taught us that as a child.
But actually, pennies only weigh about a gram, and they tumble as they fall, so the air resistance is significant. If it reaches a terminal velocity, it would be falling at about 100 miles per hour. So when it finally hits you on the head, it would be like a 1 foot-pound of energy. It would be like more like, ugh, instead of killing you.
It just give me a dent in my head. No big deal.
Yeah, it'd be like 1 pound falling on your head. What's like equivalent to like ladies? Like how many pounds?
10.
Okay, so.
So not. Like throwing a small puppy at your head.
A teeny, teeny puppy.
Like a teacup chihuahua puppy.
That'd be okay. That wouldn't hurt that bad.
All right, the myth that I have is that in a lot of sci-fi movies, a lot of things blow up, right? A lot of things catch on fire. Star Wars is a big, you know, indication of this. Did you know that you can't even catch anything on fire in space?
Oh, really?
There's no oxygen.
Armageddon was a lie? Well, fuck you, Armageddon.
Which I was reading that. I was like, what? My mind is blown. Hashtag mind blown.
Thank you, Michael Bay, for making all my dreams crush.
Yeah. Fire needs oxygen to exist. There's no oxygen in space.
That makes so much sense. Why did we never think about
that? That's why we can't grow plants on Mars.
Well,
Matt Damon whatever. Couldn't grow potatoes on Mars.
How did he do it?
That's the last one I had.
Okay, I'll just do this one. This might be a little bit shorter, but we you know what? We got stuff to do. We got drinking to do. Are your mom F? Oh, are you mom and daughter? Which one's the mom and which one's the daughter?
Which one's the old one?
Okay, this one says, the Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space. Did you ever believe this one?
I think someone told me this one, too.
Okay, first of all, we have to define where space starts. It's 50 miles, 100 miles, the moon. For our purposes, we will use the International Space Station. And guess what? That's right. You can see the Great Wall of China from there. By the way, the ISS is about 173 miles above sea level, which is considered low Earth orbit. That's barely even space. There are man-made structures visible from that height. However, one being the pyramids. So you can actually see the pyramids. So,
interesting.
Did you hear that also they're going to make it like and then like and like they said in 2020, but I think it's going to be later on where you can actually buy a ticket to go into space.
Yeah. Madonna already has one. So does Lady Gaga.
Really? We need to get on that. Would you go in space?
It'd be a little scary, but I think I would consider it.
I would wait, like, and see the first.
I would wait for the clearance sale.
Yeah, I would. When the poor people can go, Mom. There's like a dog and a fish. I don't know what's going on in this periscope.
Well,
we're getting naked on the periscope. No, we're
What's
not.
What's happening? Well, this was our episode of Miss Debunked and trying out Periscope and talking to new people, talking to our current listeners, and, you know, talking to you guys who are always listening to us every week on iTunes and on the Not So Sober Thoughts website, which is notsosoberthoughts.com. If you do want to follow us, because I did see some people that did want to follow us on Instagram. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we do have a Facebook page. And that person just said something very inappropriate on the Periscope podcast. That was not very nice. Anyway, our Instagram username is Not So Sober Thoughts. Our Twitter is Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, and Amanda. Which you should know how to spell those. And our Facebook page is Not So Sober Thoughts as well. If you guys want to follow us, communicate with us, suggest any kind of topics you guys want to hear next week. We film every single Sunday unless, you know, we film a little bit earlier. We'll let you guys know on our social media sites.
It's typically between like noon and 4 on a Sunday.
But we want to hear from you. We like talking to you guys. We want to do the Periscope thing more often. You can watch our next one. We'll announce it on our Snapchats. Mine's M-E-G-H-A-N, Rich, C-H-I-C. And Amanda's is Mo Jonas, M-O-J-O-N-A-S.
3. And if you follow us on Twitter, it automatically notifies you when we start Periscoping,
yeah,
by the way.
Because the username for the Periscope is also Megan and Amanda. So that was all of our shameless plugs. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it. We will see you guys next week with episode 34.
Now we're off to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Bye.
Lady,
bye.
Shut up.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?